You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Center.
You're about to receive a call from a criminal. Please hold on to your purse and your belongings. They will steal everything. Ah, we're drying another straw, Rachel, another straw. No, it's all good. I have everything signed in contracts. The good news about having a lawyer as a COE is I write all the agreements are legal contracts. So, all good. And they're signed. I have a copy of them. Michelle has a copy of them, yes. All done. No if and maybe. No if and maybes, Rachel. I know, I've told him. I said, you cannot rely on this and that. You are no longer viable. Yes, you're getting there, and yes, yeah, I've just given him I've said, mate, you'd be gone from being a mate to being a client. And I'd have to tell you this in the bluntest of terms, is you need to get a job to support this, and you can't survive off what you're doing. So can't keep going digging a hole. You need a deferment of debt. You need another source of income. You need another source of revenue, and you need another funder. None of those things are going to happen. You know, your numbers and you're doubling and doubling and doubling. Yes, that's great, but that's not going to happen fast enough for you to sort of, you know, you can make this business survive enough. That's the way to do it. I believe. No, you're fine. You'll be fine. You're doing good. You stick at it. You stick in it. Stick at it. Do both. You got time. Oh. Yeah. That's such a ripper. For a license to go teach a $60 an hour course, fucking hell, that's a ripper. What are you going to do, 200 hours just to pay license back? 200 hours of work just to pay back the license. Yeah, that's not a job, that's a hobby. Yeah, but 6 months of working for free. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's one of those break-even kind of cases. It's like you're an instructor. But you don't earn any money from it. But you, no, I'm saying, yes, that sounds like fun, and I'm sure you should be really, you'd be really good at it, and it keeps you healthy and fit. But for making money, sales jobs make you money. And you're getting good at it. Anyone will employ salespeople, Rachel. Salespeople are hard to find. That's the whole thing. Admin girls, they're dime a fucking dozen. Fashion girls, they're dime a dozen. But a girl who can sell and cold call sell, very rare. So why do you think I keep saying to you, this career make you more money of any other job you've ever done in your entire life? Because you get a job. No, but you only just started. You only just started. This is all about building pipeline, not about selling. You've got to do it in three steps, right? You're converting an unknown business into a known. You're converting a potential client into a sample receive, you know, potential customer. Then you're turning a potential customer into an actual customer, and then servicing an actual customer. There's a lot of steps in it. Don't just think you have to sell to them. You have to build a relationship with them, and that is a time period. Yeah, so you're learning to build rapport, you're learning to build trust, and you're learning to disarm. That is the skill set you're learning. And that can be applied to any job. No, she thinks she is. Yeah, but the fluffy selling, no. Gary's probably better at it. Yeah, that's why I've got him on the phone and her more just... But she's got to do something, Rachel. I've got to needed to do actually something other than just fluff and fluff and fluff, you know. Yes, she is very good at that. But Gary does that, so sort of switch Gary into sales and put her in back end. There's nothing to fucking admin on this business. They're not selling shit. I did more a month in a fucking from my office more a month single handedly than I do in a fucking year. Yeah. They're just starting. Look, all it is they've got three tough months ahead of them, and then they'll be okay. Because they're just getting the swing of it now when we should have had the swing of it 3 months ago. It's taken an extra 3 months to get everybody into the whole, this is how we use this, and this is how we do this, and this is how we do that. So, yeah, he's getting there, but it's taken an extra 3 months to get it. So they're 3 months behind, and at least the good news is this time of year people start buying shit because it's the spending seasons. So at least you've got 3 good months ahead of us with September, October, November, December. So if we can carry that momentum into it, we'd be able to get through this and survive. Yes, I know. That's true. Both of them do. Well, they were getting paid from the other job. He needs to get the sales job back at fucking CNC. He needs to get the job he had back that they've given to somebody else. And he's got to bite the bullet and go hammer it into these guys. That's why I said to him, there you go. You got someone else driving around doing your job that you're better at that you should be getting paid for. Fucking go. You got to put the hammer on these guys. Oh, they're just softly around these fucking Serbian fuckers. I'm like, no, you got to go hammer and tong. You guys are drowning. Like, fucking, they're stepping on you. They're stepping on their daughter's head and drowning over Peter goes out and parties on rack. You know, it's like, get real. My hatred is for the fucking Peter Poofter. It's another Larkham. It's like fucking just a drainer. One of those full fucking scheming, plotting drainer. You know, drains everything he gets his hands on. Fucking leech. Ugh. Fucking kick up the fucking ass, that's for sure. Yeah, it's like I go, Gary, I've got another 3 years before I can get a job. I can't earn any money in here. Well, I've got tax return coming and I've got Phil's deal coming. Apparently the movie, Phil's read the first two episodes, he said they were really, really good. They've got the writer from The Crown, you know, the series The Crown? Yeah, the Royals, that one, it won Emmys and stuff, yeah. So he said it's really good because it's on ITV, London and beyond and Stan TV. So it's a big production, he said. But we're looking to do stories. We're doing stories of the next stories, of the follow-on, the spin-off series. And that one we can make money from. So that's what I'm working on. So working on the spin-off. I can't make money out of the first one. You can get paid something, but I can't. You get 10 or 20 grand for it. Just for your rights, to use you in the story. Yeah, so he has to re-engage you and you get something. Yeah, you'll get something, not much. You won't get much, but 10 or 15, 20 grand is better than nothing. Anything's better than nothing. Well, Rachel, try working for 50 cents an hour and getting $40 a week and trying to live off $40 a week in here, and I've got to buy all my food and phone and everything. So don't worry, it's just as tough in here. Except you starve. You just days you don't eat because you haven't got any food or money. There's days you don't watch TV because you're doing it tough as it is. I want you to do better. You have to buy my food, yeah. Yeah, you gotta pay for TV, you gotta pay for everything. Oh yeah, it's a real, you know, just be, don't go out at night. During the day, it's very unlikely. Very unlikely. Don't be scared. You're street smart. Just don't be oblivious. Yeah, just don't be scared. It's not, in the middle of the day, you're fine. Late at night, walking the streets, different story. But you know, don't go out at night. Have everything delivered. You live in a secure apartment. Get rid of that fucking drug addict, drug dealer next year, and that's it. But I just don't have drugs. They can't get into the apartment. You got bolted door. Yeah, put a chain on. Yeah. Chain's easy to do. Just tell Gary to come over and do it. He can do that. You're in a rough area. You're not in Vaucluse anymore. Well, I'll be back in Vaucluse one. It's just for another couple of years. I get work release in 3 years. So in 3 years' time, I can be out working, I can earn money, and I have jobs lined up already. So I'll make money. Yeah, like work for business. Yeah, working for businesses, earning money. Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be alright in the end. Just another couple to go. Just gotta get through this bit. I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. It's all good. Don't worry. I'm fine. I'll call you Sunday, Arvo. Okay. Alright. I'll speak to you then. Okay, bye.